Hello, and welcome everyone to Couch Conversations, where we explore life, love, relationships, and everything in between. I'm your host, Shanika Moore Clark. Join my guests and me as we strive to enlighten, inspire, and empower you to have success in your life and relationships. Joining us today is Miss Adina Crawford, who I can say has quite an impressive background, and I really want to refer to her as Superwoman. She is here today to explore where we're going to explore her journey into personal fitness, sisterhood, and talk all about her journey with Black Girls Run. Welcome, Adina.
Welcome. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, Shanika. I appreciate it.
Yes, yes, yes. I think our listeners are really in for a treat today. Before we get started, I would like for you to tell our listeners more about who you are and what you do, and just give them a background about yourself.
Well, my name is Adina Crawford. I'm originally from New York City, but lived in Massachusetts most of my life. I run actually two units in a local law enforcement agency in the area in which I reside, and I'm just a busy person, being active.
And I understand that you are also, were an ambassador for Black Girls Run. You also are affiliated with Black Girls Bike. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? And also, I believe you're a Zumba ambassador. So tell us about all of those roles.
Sure. I am an ambassador for Black Girls Run on DMV. I'm actually the lead ambassador for the DMV area for that particular group, which covers D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. And I'm also an ambassador for, for Zumba. Zumba created these national ambassadors, and they wanted to select me to be a part of their journey. Also a lady leader, a.k.a. Shiro, for Black Girls Do Bike.
Okay. And can you tell us about how this all came to be? How did you connect with Black Girls Run? How did you connect with Zumba? How did this all start for you, and how did you get to this place?
Well, it's funny that you asked that, because it's funny. I was talking to the girl that actually introduced me to Black Girls Run. This maybe about 6-7 years ago, I was running in my local neighborhood, and I saw these group of women, and they were all running. So the actual run coordinator, Lisa Roberts, stopped me and said, you're running by yourself. Do you want to join us? And I was like, well, who are you? And she says, well, we're Black Girls Run. And then she kind of pulled me aside and kind of gave me the rundown of the organization and, you know, her role. And I said, sure, I'll join. So she, you know, invited me to the page and, you know, gave me all the details and when their runs were. So I became a part of that group at that time. It's just because I was running by myself, and Black Girls Run is basically no woman left behind. So they decided to bring me into their fold. And then as far as Zumba goes, that was an interesting journey, because I signed up for a Zumba race back in several years ago to do, I think it was the 10K, and I met the founder at that time, Bray, and she stopped me on the side. She says, hey, you know, you got all this energy, and, you know, you seem like you're really into it and everything. So we started connecting, and over time, she says, you know what, I want you to become one of our ambassadors. Would you apply? So I did that. And now that particular aspect with her has dissolved, and it's now become to the owner of someone else. And they saw my journey, and I met them during different races, and they said, we want you to apply to be a national ambassador. We think you have the connection, the people, the audience. Join us. So I just recently became a national ambassador back in January of this year. And then as far as Black Girls Do Bike, you know, I met a young lady at the time. She was running the organization here in the DMV, and she's like, you know, you're really active. I follow you on Facebook. I don't say much, but I really would like to see if you would be interested in helping us you know, build this organization on the DMV side. Would you like to become a Shiro? And I was like, well, what is a Shiro? And then she explained to me, you know, the lady leader, to keep people encouraged and motivated, engaged in biking. And, you know, she said, I never heard of Black Girls Do Bike, you know. So I then joined the page, found out a little bit more about it, and then she went out on maternity leave and never came back. So I am the sole Shiro in the DMV for this particular area of Maryland running the Black Girls Do Bike.
Wow. It feels like you have a lot of energy. You're very motivated. And I know that outside of being an ambassador for all of these three different organizations, you also have a full-time job. You also are married. You're also a mother. You also give to your community. And so I know that that's a lot to balance. And what I want to know is how do you balance it all? How do you keep yourself motivated to continue to do all of what you do? Because I know that it must take a lot of discipline.
It does. It really does, Shanika. And the thing that where it comes in is the part of my full-time job is a huge responsibility because I run a 24-hour unit, but luckily I have lead workers that are under me that kind of help guide and take care of things when I'm away from the office. But the other part of is being married is that we're empty nesters. My husband and I are empty nesters. My son is living in another state, and so therefore, you know, we both have activities, both my husband and I, that we enjoy doing, but I have to break it up into segments where there's quality time I need to spend with him, there's time for me, and there's time for the community. And I do a lot of that. It's just balance. It's called balance and keeping yourself sane and let your yes be yes and your no be no, but you can't do everything.
I love that. What would you tell our listeners who, you know, might be, you know, moms or, you know, they're married or they have, you know, responsibilities, but they also want to start their fitness journey, but they don't know how to start or they feel like they don't have the time? What would you tell that listener that might be struggling to figure out how to begin?
First, make time. You have to make time. You have to make time to take care of yourself above all anything else. We have family. We have children. We have other obligations. But that self-love, self-care, and self-time are so important to make you a better person. You have to carve out, even if it's just 30 minutes, if your kids are playing soccer, they're at soccer practice, walk around the track, do something 30 minutes. Give that self-time and self-love to yourself. There's no excuse. I have to say it like that. There's really no excuse because there is time.
Right. And I really love the way that you talk about self-love and self-care because I think that they go hand in hand. I think that when, you know, we love ourselves, we can take better care of ourselves. When we take better care of ourselves, we're showing the world that we love ourselves. And we can show up in the world better. And I think a lot of times women struggle with that because, you know, we give to others. So I love when you talk about us being able to take 30 minutes and give back to ourselves because I think that is so important in how we, you know, show up and how we show up in our relationships, how we show up at work, how we show up in different parts of our lives. So in kind of moving that along, what I want us to talk about is Black Girls Run. Can you tell us what Black Girls Run is? Tell us, you know, what are some of what are some of the things that they provide for women and how women can get involved in Black Girls Run?
Okay, first, Black Girls Run is an organization that was created by two women, Ashley Hicks and Tony Carey back in 2001, something around that time. And the motto has always been, you know, we're a sisterhood. Everybody is welcome. All women, all shapes, all sizes. It doesn't matter where you are in your journey, just join. And what I find with that organization, that there is a sisterhood, accountability partners. People have made just fantastic friendships from being part of Black Girls Run, and there's no judgment. No judgment. Mm-hmm. So if you're an 8-minute mile runner as opposed to someone that's a 17-minute mile walker, doesn't matter. You're doing something for you. And the whole goal is to fight obesity, diabetes, mm-hmm. cancer, all the things that plague our race. Mm-hmm. And if you're out there doing something, it can help you. It can't hurt you. It can only help you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I find it to be very motivating and inspiring. When women join the page, you know, it can be in the beginning a bit intimidating because you see all these ladies doing these marathons and half marathons, and you say mm-hmm. to yourself, well, where do I fit in? I don't even know how to run. It's okay. You find your local group in your area. You know, reach out to them. You join. And I have seen it. I'm a witness, Shaquina. I have seen it. I have two people that I have witnessed start from the bottom. And now they have surpassed and done 3-4 marathons. They started off walking.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
So the
yeah.
deal is to tackle obesity in our African-American community and provide encouragement and resources. And the resources are whether through something at a local fitness place where they do these, you know, wellness programs, or they do a shoe event, something, but it's always something fitness-related and encouraging. You can never walk away being discouraged. You'll be encouraged.
Wow. And I want you to speak a little bit more about what BGR stands for, because I believe that you said No Woman Left Behind. And I know that a lot of women are intimidated because they hear the words Black Girls Run, and so they assume that they have to be runners. And tell us a little bit more about that. How, you know, what about folks that, you know, have not run a day in their life, but they want to start to get active. Can you tell us about what that might look like for that person that may decide to attend a run in their area?
What it'll look like is that what they need to do is first go to the website https://blackgirlsrun.com, and then go on there, and then right there on that website is everything they need. They can how to join, and there's no membership fee, how to join, what BGR is all about, and just all the sisterhood. And if they select the button to join, they can find the area in which they live, and then they can join that local group, find out when the local groups are scheduled to run, and they can join. And one of the things that BGR's mission is, and just so that you know, BGR is under new ownership now. JL Alexander is now the CEO and president of Black Girls Run. The mission of Black Girls Run is to encourage all women, especially African-American women, to make a fitness and healthy lifestyle a priority. You know, they have taken this creative approach. Doesn't matter where you are in your journey. So if you're a new person coming into the organization, you find out where your run is, you let that run coordinator know, I've not run a day in my life. I want to join. Where can I start? That run coordinator will stick by you through your journey until you get to where you need to be, and never leave a woman behind. It should not be intimidating. As I mentioned, it should be encouraging, not discouraging.
All right. So that woman that has decided to join, and she attends a run, and you mentioned that, you know, she'll make the run coordinator will make sure that she's taken care of. In addition to that, are there other events? Are there events that Black Girl Run supports? Are there events that they offer for women? Can you tell us more about that?
They offer a couple different things. They have different partnerships with different runs, like different races, and all that information can be found on the website because there's so many now that they're doing different partnerships with that people can go on there on the website and figure out exactly where they can join, you know, the different races. They've partnered up with just different events. And now what they're doing now is that they're going to 10 cities. It's called Sweat With Your Soul. They're going to 10 cities, and they're doing these pop-up runs where people get the women out from all these different places, come out and do a run. Ours is going to be held here in July in the National Harbor area, and we're encouraging all women to come out and join. It's going to be fantastic.
Wow. And it sounds like it's really building community, and it really allows for women to get together and really do something positive. And I think that, you know, you mentioned the sisterhood. I think that, you know, having a group of women who can come together and focus on their fitness, but even beyond fitness, I think it's nice that, you know, they can support, empower each other. And I really think that's something that is often lacking with women. So I really love that you talk about the sisterhood. And I want to continue to talk a little bit more about that. But before we do have to take a quick break. And but before we do, what I want you to tell our listeners is how can they connect with you?
You can find me on Instagram, Mrs. Goody Two Shoes 53. That's my Instagram handle. I post a lot of fitness information on there, or they can request Facebook through Adina's Run. That's where they can find me, on those two different social media sites.
All right, so we will be right back. We are talking to Ms. Adina Crawford, and she is here talking to us about her journey into fitness. We're talking about Black Girls Run. We're talking about the sisterhood. And we will be right back. Do not go anywhere. Welcome back to Couch Conversations. I'm your host, Shanika Moore Clark, and we are talking today with Ms. Adina Crawford, and she has just been giving us some information about her fitness journey as well as her introduction to Black Girls Run, and also talking about how you can connect with Black Girls Run. What are some of the benefits of joining Black Girls Run? So moving along, you know, we were talking a little bit about the sisterhood and about how Black Girls Run offers a platform for women to really support each other. I really think that that is something that is really important for women. And my question for you is, how can women create more of that? How do you think that they can create more of that in their lives and in their community? How do they best support each other, even when it comes to fitness? Because I think that there's also a place for women to support each other in their fitness journey as well.
I think nothing is more encouraging than having someone say, good job, you join us, you'll be fine, we won't leave you, something that's motivating and encouraging. So women can find, it could be a group of women that in their local community, say they're in another state and they want to join a run group, they can do that. They just have to be open-minded, accept where you are, and just be yourself. I think those are things that people need to realize, that I'm not the next person. I am who I am, and this is all of me and all my splendor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think it's just really important that, and you just have to be open-minded. You can't go in and, oh, you know, I'm, you know, just the Debbie Downer. Just be positive. Be positive.
Mm-hmm. All right. So in talking about that, I know that VGR, you know, has a range of women, you know, in ages. So you have women that, you know, might be in their 20s. You have women that might be maybe in their 50s or 60s. And can you tell our listeners, you know, for the listener that, you know, is maybe 40 or older and, you know, they really feel like, you know, I don't know if I can really start my fitness journey at this point in my life, or they might feel intimidated because, you know, they're no longer in their 20s. What advice would you give to that listener who might need some encouragement about their age?
I'm glad you asked that question because I'm in that bracket. I'm in the 50s bracket.
Okay.
I was a late bloomer into running, and it did not, I didn't even look at my age. I just said, you know what, I need to get out, I need to move. Those are things I need to do, get out and get moving. And I just would not say don't let your age or your age discourage you to not do something. I am in my 50s. I ran my first full marathon last year. My very first full marathon. I've done a ton of half marathons and several 10Ks and 5Ks, but my first full marathon, and I'm in my 50s. So, and I trained 22 weeks, I believe it was, for that marathon. So it was a long time. It was a long time. So for women that say, oh, you know, I can't run, I'm in my 20s, or, you know, I'm in my 50s, I just can't do it. Don't put those words in your head. Know that you can. There is C-A-N. You can do it. There's no obstacles but yourself. The only competition is yourself. So that's all you have to worry about. So I think that the misnomer is that how old you are, age is just a number. It's where you take your body to.
All right. And you know, that is so inspiring because for someone that started, you know, later on in life, and by the way, congratulations. I think that is amazing that you completed your first marathon in your 50s, and that goes to show you that the body can do whatever you believe that it can do. And do you have any advice for, you know, for listeners that might want to run a 5K or a 10K or may have a goal to run a half marathon or a marathon? What would you say was helpful for you in running your first marathon? And I know that before you ran your first marathon, you ran smaller races, so or smaller distance. What advice would you give to listeners who want to run a 5K or 10K or have a goal to run a marathon?
Find a good running group. A local running group. It could be through Black Girls Run. It could be through Galloway, any of these other places, any of these running groups. Find a running group. Set a goal that's realistic for yourself. Do the training. Don't get discouraged by the training. Do the training. Have a motivating and supportive group that is going to encourage you through the training. I think it helps. It goes a long way. And there's going to be days where you don't feel like running. You're not going to have your best run, but you have to keep going because at the end of the day, that goal is sitting on the other side of the finish line. So you have to set the goal and stick with it. Set a goal, stick with it, join a group, have motivating and encouraging people in your corner. And family is huge, too. Family needs to be a support system for you as well. Because there's days, again, that you're not going to feel like running, and you know that you have 22 miles you have to do, and you're like, I don't want to do 22 miles. But you know what? I have a goal. I'm going to do it. So you have to keep your goal in the forefront of your mind and know that you can do it.
Mm-hmm. And my other question, though, pulling from what you just said, is that, some people do have the support of their family or they might have support of their friends, but I also know that, and I can relate to this, when I started running, I recall that there were people that, were saying things like, why are you out there running all the time? Just a lot of negativity around it. I definitely had people that were very supportive, but then there were people that just didn't understand. They thought that, you're always posting about running and running. How about that? How do folks deal with people that might not support, their fitness or might not support their running journey?
It's funny that you said that because my page completely is mainly about fitness and my journey and what I'm doing, and I post every day. And I've had people inbox me and say, why are you posting about that? Why are you posting about running? That's your personal business. But you know what? I'm doing this for me. I would tell the individuals that are encountered with this, I'm doing this for me. I am silently motivating others. It's really important because while everybody may not like what you're doing, there are a handful of people that love what you're doing. And speaking for myself, I get messages every day. You're encouraging, you've motivated me to get off the couch. You've motivated me to do my first race. You've motivated me to get fit. So those people that are negative elements that don't really see the benefit, that's fine. You leave them where they are, and the people that you are silently motivating, you continue to do what you do to continue to motivate those people.
Ooh, I love it. I think that those are some wise words, and I think that you're absolutely right that they are people that, they're always going to be naysayers, and you focus on the people that are going to be inspired by your journey, and that's why you're here today, because I know that many, many people have been inspired by you and your journey, and so that's a testament to your ability to motivate others. So we talked about Black Girls Run. Can you tell us a little bit more about Black Girls Do Bike and what's that all about?
Black Girls Do Bike was created in 2013 by Monica Godfrey Garrison, and she created this this actual sisterhood of women to get them out and cycling, because and this is no offense to any particular race, but we do it all as well. We do it all as well. We bike, we swim, we cycle, we run, we yoga. We do all the things that all the other races do as well. I think it's important that when she created this page, she actually looked at all the women and said, you know what, I want to create something that's going to get women of color out on their bikes. And she has over 100 lady leaders across the network. She has 12,600 Facebook followers. So it was founded basically in the spring of 2013. There are 80 chapters in the U.S. and in Antigua. So this weekend we're having our Black Girls Do Bike first national meetup in Washington D.C. And there's over 100 plus women here from all states that are supporting this bike ride. And the big thing that they have, their motto basically is that, they believe that everybody, new, old, young, all beginners, they all can come and join Black Girls Do Bike. it's a that's another sisterhood that is very encouraging and supportive of all cyclists.
Wow.
Oh, and they can be found on, they can be found on www.blackgirlsdobike.com. And there
okay.
they can find
okay.
all the information all about Black Girls Do Bike and where they meet in your local city.
Okay. So if someone were interested in meeting up, would they be able to, you know, how does it work similarly to Black Girls Run? Is there someone that will make sure that, you know, they're supported during that first meeting, or how does that work?
What they can do is that they will go to that website and go to locations, and there they can find out all the areas, the locations of all the places that they have the runs. And they can click on that particular city, like if it's Detroit, they can click on Detroit. And when they click on that, they'll be able to find out where the runs are, how to join, all the basic information. And that's how
okay.
they can join the movement.
Okay. Well, you know, so there's a lot out there. So when folks say that, you know, there isn't a lot out there for them in terms of fitness, I mean, there are things that in their community that they can definitely get involved with. So, you know, listeners, you know, Black Girls Run, Black Girls Do Bike. I mean, this is a community of people that are here to support you in your fitness journey and to support you in getting active and support you in making sure that you are living your best life. So I'm really thankful that you are providing us with that information, because I think that a lot of folks can benefit from connecting with either of those organizations. And just I want to touch a little bit on your work as a Zuma ambassador. How can listeners get connected with Zuma?
They can get connected to Zuma by going to ZumaRun.com and finding out about the races, the different challenges that they have, the podcast, the training, and more about the ambassadors. So they can find more information there. And Zuma's goal basically is their mission has always been to inspire, encourage women to live a happy, healthy life, active lifestyle. They celebrate other women with personal triumphs, and they have these different boutique runs that they put, you know, in different states. They have Amelia Island coming up. They have Great Lakes, Wisconsin, and it gives you opportunity to also connect with other women that are like-minded like yourself. It's just
okay.
encouraging your fellow runners, you know?
Okay. So on top of all of this, I understand that you also recently became a certified yoga instructor, and I really want you to talk a little bit more about that, because I know that yoga has lots and lots of benefits. And, you know, what I want you to talk about is how that came to be for you and how you feel like your yoga practice helps you in your running or in your biking or just in your everyday life.
I came to start yoga. You know, I found a studio in my local area that I really, really enjoyed, and it's hot yoga. So, but then also
okay.
classes that are not hot yoga. And I found that, like, through running and just doing swimming and different things, I was having, like, you know, some little aches and pains here and there, joint pain. And, you know, I said, you know, I need to do more strengthening. And my son, who's a personal trainer, says, you know, Mom, you need to actually do more strength training. This will help you with your running and incorporate yoga into your repertoire of fitness and your daily routine of exercise and incorporate yoga. So I joined the studio, started doing yoga, became really addicted to how it was making me feel. I was feeling fabulous walking out of there. I had clarity, just overall increased energy. Everything was feeling good. And where the bigger benefit came when I came to run, I had more endurance. When I did strength training, I had more flexibility. I was becoming more toned in certain areas. So I find that it's just wonderful. Me personally, I've used it a lot for my recovery. When I did my full marathon, the very next day, I went to the yoga studio in Chicago and did a yoga, hot power fusion yoga, because it helped me. I knew where I needed to be. So anytime I have these runs, I know my body's tight, I need to do yoga. So okay. I can tell you that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, go right ahead.
I can just say that the benefits of yoga, and totally, and this is hands down, I am a living witness, is you have increased energy, the flexibility, weight reduction, improve your cardio and respiratory, improves cardio and respiratory, your athletic performance, and moreover, it's just a place for peace. It's the you time. And when you go back to talking about spending a little bit of time for self-love and self-care, yoga is my self-love and self-care. I love yoga. And I want to be able to empower other people to love yoga, that there's other things out there besides doing the running, cycling, swimming. You can do yoga. You can get the same benefits with less impact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think that yoga is just that time to connect with yourself and really connect with your body. And it really offers, and you know, I know that there are different types of yoga, from the meditative yoga to you know, the hot yoga to yoga that is, you know, for even prenatal yoga for women that are pregnant. So there's a lot of different types of yoga practice. And like running, I know that folks can be intimidated also in going and in practicing yoga. But I also love that you talk about that it's that me time, it's that time for you to really, you know, focus on your recovery. And I think that there are lots of physical benefits also to yoga. So for some people that think that yoga is just about stretching, which it is, but it can be toning for the body, and, you know, there's just lots and lots of benefits. What would you tell our listeners if they want to start a yoga practice? What would you suggest? Would you suggest that they start with the hot yoga? Would you suggest that they start with maybe a different type of yoga? What would you tell our listeners about that?
I would tell them to find a studio within your area in which you reside. If you're new to yoga, you're a beginner yoga, find out if they offer beginner yoga classes so that you can adapt and learn the different postures and poses, and find out if that works for you. As far as hot yoga goes, I would definitely seek medical advice first to see if that's something that, you know, your doctor recommends that you do, because it does get very hot. And I know the particular class I take, it's 105. So it gets very hot. I would definitely seek medical advice for that. But I can tell you the benefits of hot yoga have been amazing. Just the toxins and just releasing all the stale air and negative energy, whatever you're carrying, you just let it go. It's the date between you and your mat.
Okay.
And don't be intimidated.
Well,
one thing is yoga, don't be intimidated, because that's why I recommend beginner yoga classes, because you can find out whether yoga is right for you.
Okay, that's great. So we need to take a quick pause, and we're going to come back with our final segment to wrap up this conversation that we're having with Ms. Adina Crawford. And before we do, we'd like to hear where listeners can connect with you if they would like to.
They can find me on Facebook under Adina's Run, or they can go to Instagram and find me on Mrs. Goody Two Shoes 53.
All right. We will be right back. Don't you go anywhere. Thank you. Welcome back to Couch Conversations. I'm your host, Shanika Moore Clark. We're talking today with Ms. Adina Crawford, who is quite the superwoman, and she is really offering us lots of gems. She's talking to us about her fitness journey. She talked to us about her connection with Black Girls Run, with Black Girls Do Bike, with Zumba. She also is telling us that she practices yoga and told us some of the benefits of her yoga practice. She's also told us that we should not be intimidated to start our fitness journey and that we can start at any age. She's also talked to us about the sisterhood and how women can really connect with each other and support each other. So this is just very, very inspiring, and I hope that you are all inspired by what you've heard today. And what I would like to ask Ms. Adina is through your journey into fitness and your journey with Black Girls Run and Black Girls Do Bike and your encounters with women, what advice would you, or what lasting message would you like to give our listeners? How would you like to wrap up this conversation?
The sage advice I would give for any woman is to be in your own space, accept where you are. Your only competition is yourself. And have the self-love, self-confidence, and self-motivation to start. When you start, trust me, you will not stop.
Okay. So I think what I just heard is that we just need to take a step to start. And once you start, you can continue on that journey. So before we close, I would love for you to again share with our listeners how they can connect with you.
They can find me on Facebook under Adina's Run, and then on Instagram under Mrs. Goody Two Shoes 53.
Okay. So, listeners, I hope that you have been inspired today and that you have been empowered and that you will take one step into your journey, in your fitness journey, and also in that you will also practice self-care and self-love. As we close out our conversation today, I encourage you to continue to listen to and to tune in to Couch Conversations. My name is Shanika Moore Clark. If you would love to connect with me, I would invite you to connect with me at www.goldenlifecounselinginclusion.com. Or you can also find me on Instagram at Shanika Moore, and that's Shenikkamoore. We just want to thank you again, Ms. Adina, for sharing with us and for spending some time today to talk to us. We really feel empowered and enlightened. And thank you.
Thank you so much, Shanika, for having me. Each one, teach one. That's all I can say.
Right. I love it. So join me next time for another Couch Conversations where we explore life, love, relationships, and everything in between. Be well.